God has a sheep.
And in John 10, 25 through 28, Jesus says to the Pharisees that I tell you that I am the Christ, but you do not believe in my works, and you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and my sheep will have eternal life, and no one can snatch them out of my hand because the Father gives them to me, and I and the Father are one. Then the Jews, the Pharisees, began to pick up stones to throw at him because he claims to be equal status with God, claiming that he and the Father are one. God has a sheep. Are you that sheep? Revelation 13:8 says, all who dwell on the earth will worship the beast, all whose names have not been written in the Lamb's Book of Life who has been slain. There is a book. It is called the Lamb's Book of Life who has been slain. And all whose names are written in that book will not worship the beast. That means God has a sheep. God has a flock, and he has a good shepherd named Jesus Christ who was sent to take care of the flock, to die for the flock, to save the flock, not to judge the flock. But all those who are not in the Lamb's Book of Life, who has been slain, who worship the beast, who are not his sheep, will burn in hell for eternity because they have rejected the one true God, Jesus Christ. Are you that one who has rejected Jesus Christ? Or are you a sheep? Do you want to be his sheep? Do you want Jesus Christ? Do you crave him? Do you want to repent of your sins? If you do, if you are wanting to repent of your sins, then that is the Holy Spirit working in you right now through the power of God. That means that you are his sheep. Repent of your sins. Believe in the Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for your sins, the treasure of heaven, who has manifested himself to us by the power of the Holy Spirit. Are you a sheep? Are you a sheep, or are you a messenger of Satan who worships the beast who will burn in hell for eternity? I pray today that you are not one who will burn in hell for eternity. I pray today that you will be Jesus Christ's sheep. I pray today that you will repent of sins, that you will cling to the cross, that you will cling to Jesus Christ, surrendering to him and humbling yourself before he humbles you in your pride. I ask this in Jesus' mighty name, that you will be a sheep. Amen.